This is your weekly Faith and Values update from KBIA. I'm Kelly Catraba. According to FBI data, back in 2002, 10 mass casualties occurred in religious buildings in the U.S. That includes shootings, bombings, and stabbings. In 2012, a total of 115 took place. KBIA's Tony Nochem recently visited Alive in Christ Lutheran Church in Columbia on a Saturday morning, when Columbia Police Department held an active shooter training day for parishioners.
You, over here, against this wall, move!
Columbia Police Department Sergeant Michael Hester helped organize this rehearsal for church members. Hester told the congregation to just listen to the man playing the shooter. As he entered the building, he threw tennis balls at them. The scene took about 5 seconds, and it's an example of what not to do.
It's a human condition that when something dangerous happens, there's always a shock factor of, oh my gosh, I can't believe this happened. But people who have thought about it ahead of time are better prepared to avoid, which is, you know, just run out an exit, get away, or to stop, you know, to intervene.
For the second run-through, Hester told some church members near the entrance to throw small objects at the shooter. He told others to flee outside. His point was no one should just freeze and listen to the shooter. Hester says he speaks to churches so they're informed on how to act.
It's kind of like getting a flu shot. You know, if you get a flu vaccine, your body recognizes a little bit of the danger and starts preparing. So when the real flu shows up, you don't get as sick. And what we're trying to do is give people a little inoculation into the harsh realities of this.
From 2002 to 2012, churches, synagogues, and temples have seen incidents occurring in their buildings ranging all the way from pocket picking to murder. According to the National Organization of Church Security and Safety Management, in 2008, more than 24,000 crimes occurred in these religious buildings. Hester says there are a couple of reasons for this.
We have 7 billion people on the planet now. That's a lot of people. Also, it gets notoriety from the press and the media, and some part of the motivation to carry out such an act is that you'll be remembered and famous. Like, people know who Jesse James was. You don't know who his next-door neighbor was who got up every day and went to work and supported his family.
Action is one way to minimize harm. One Alive in Christ member, Blake Frankie, says the majority of churchgoers would look like a deer in the headlights if a shooter ever stormed their building.
I think too many, more than 50%, would be appalled by the suggestion that you should take action and instead know you should probably lay down, cower in the corner and wait.
Why do you think they want to do that?
I think as folks, we're more sheep than we are, you know, watchdogs.
Hester has been helping people in Boone County become more like watchdogs for the past 5 years. As a Christian, it's one way he can give back to the community. Tony Nochem, Columbia Faith and Values.
That concludes your weekly Faith and Values update from KBIA. I'm Kelly Catraba. Thanks for tuning in.